are the pillar. You are the pillar that holds my life. Master Jesus,
you are the pillar that holds my life. Master Jesus, you are the pillar that holds my life.
You are Lord.
System. Men use different life support system, and it will come to a point that life support system will fail. Many things people are using as life support system. Some people put their trust in horses. Some put their trust in chariots. Some put their trust in men. Some put their trust in kings. They put their trust in governors. They put their trust in the strength they have. They put their trust in the riches of this world. I don't know what you put your trust in. I don't know what you put your trust in. I don't know the life support system you are saying that this is the only life support you have. And if it is Jesus, you can cry unto him that you do not have any life support anywhere. Jesus, you are my life support. You are the only support I have. You are the only support. Every other system will fail. Every other system will crumble. Every other system will collapse. Every other system will be destroyed. But there is only life support. support. And you, in you will put our trust, in you will put our confidence, in you will put all our strength, and we continue to put our trust, and all our trust is in you. Would you like to go before the Lord and make this confession? Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. If God does not help, who else will help me? If God does not come in, who else will come in? If God does not appear for me, who else will appear? Jesus, 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 Jesus. If you do not appear in my situation now, who else will appear for me? If you do not take it yet, who else will do it for me? I do not have any last support again. In Jesus' mighty name we are praised. In Jesus' name we are praised. Before we begin to pray, again, let me remind you. There was a strong battle between one man whom you know. That man, throughout the night, it was a battle for him. He was struggling. And he was struggling with a divine power. And he got to a point, he knew, he misses this opportunity. The name, the same name that he was having, we continue with him. That name. If he misses this opportunity, that look, this is the only available opportunity that heaven has provided for me. I must grab it. I must ensure that this thing must be done. And he said, I won't allow you to go. I have struggled with you throughout the night. You can't go. Divine power, no, you can't go. You must bless me. Something must happen to me. Something must change. Things must happen. I cannot permit you to go. And there's a man who knew that, look, there's a time for everything. That there's a time for me to get my own portion. This is my time. This is my time. Today, if you have someone who, if you know that you are desperate, I want you to go into the presence of the Lord. First and foremost, go into the presence. Not everybody is desperate, I know. Not everybody has any desire from the Lord. Not everybody, somebody may just come here to just be, onlooker. But as many that are desperate to lay hold of something this morning, say, God, something must be done. God, things must not remain. God, things, I cannot just allow this period to go. I cannot permit this season. I cannot, Lord, it is true. Lord, I am desperate. This man, he said, no, you can't just leave me. You cannot just leave me as I came, as you met me. You cannot just permit my life to
be the same way. You cannot permit me to continue the same line. You cannot. No, 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 no. This is not a time of negotiation. If you do not, if you feel you are not going to do it, I won't allow you to go. Let if you need, if there is something that you must do, if there is something you still want to do with any other person, my home must be done first. If it is time, this is my whole time. This is my whole city. This is my home. This is my own period. I cannot permit. Oh Lord, my Father, this is the only time I know. This is the only time. I won't go. I won't take another time. I won't take another time. I won't permit another time. It is this time that this matter must be resolved. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Oh yes, Lord. I want you to have a yearning. Break into the realm of the spirit. Break into the realm of the spirit. Break into the realm of the spirit. Let your spirit get contacted. Get in contact with the throne of grace. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. By the name of Jesus. Moriakuta Zendele Bondeya. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. Mayaka. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. That man who was at the side of the Bethesda Sea was there for a long period. He was there for a year. He was taking it. But there was no passion. No passion. No zeal that would drive its miracle to him. No fire. No strength to lay hold of what God has given to him. First year went. Second year went. Third year he misses it. Fourth year he misses it. Fifth year he misses it. Oh, like that. 10th year, oh to miss here. 11th year, oh to miss here. 13th year, oh to miss here. Ah! And he continued to miss it like that. Just by the mere fact that the time that he's supposed to lay hold, he never. And he was postponing. And even when God decided to show mercy, say, "You're coming to church, Pambi, you can do something." This morning, okay, you're still going to pray. You're still going to pray. Today, it is not a matter of our we. It's a matter of something must be done. It's something that must be done. It's something that must be done. Things must be done. It's things must be done. If the Lord will not do it, then he will not do anything. He will not do anything, but I know the Lord will do it. It depends on you. It depends on you. It depends on you to seek the face of the Lord and cry in the name of the Lord Jesus that you cannot permit, you cannot continue. You cannot continue. This thing has been prolonged every day, every time, every hour, everything, season upon season. It's been prolonged. Your deliverance has been prolonged. Your victory has been prolonged. Your job has been prolonged. Your healing has been prolonged. For how long will you continue? For how long will you permit it? For how long will you permit every prolonging? How long will you continue to be delayed? For how long will you allow the spirit of delay to continue to operate in your life? life. For how long will you have permit affliction to continue? Will I just say, Lord, arise. Lord, I arise. Arise. In the name of Jesus. Roshikiria. Zendeye. Mayeka yaka 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 yaka. Yenga 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 Meyabos, Ekayakata Yakata Yakurobosika Yakata, Mekanika Nekarimosoprika Yaka, in the name of Jesus. Pass me not, O gentle Savior, Bekata, yeah, my humble cry, yeah, why? There is no impossibility. No impossibility. There is no insurmountable problem. Everything is under his feet. It's under his feet. It's under his feet. What is your fear? What is your fear? What is your fear? What is your fear? What fear is it going on within you? Katakuri makusoporia katanda. Ikari makusoporia ba. Mayekele mosantoria. Zendelia. Even if the vandals, have vandalized everything about your life. They have destroyed. They have broken it down. They have broken it down. They have messed up your life. The enemy has messed it up. I will say, everything is possible to be restructured. Jesus here is here to restructure. He's here to do this. He's here to plant it. He's there. Whatsoever. I want to assure you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that it is not finished with you. Jesus has not finished with you. He has not finished. He has not finished. Whatsoever the enemy is saying, every music the devil is playing into your ear, into your mind, I declare that it is real. It is a lie. It is a lie. It is a lie. It is a lie of the devil. Jesus is here. He's here. Yes. He that turned it. He turned sea to a dry land. He turned it. He specializes in impossibility. He specializes in rebuilding. He specializes in mind making way. His spirit specializes in frustrating the tokens of liars. He specializes in breaking the yoke. Yes, Lord. Even if they have exchanged the glory that the Lord has given to you, and the enemy has turned that glory to shame, I am announcing to you that the Most High God, the great God who is able to change the situation, has come to change it. Yes, by the name of the Lord Jesus, you can still recover. You can still recover. All the glory exchangers, even what they have taken away. The glorious changes whatsoever. I am announcing to you that the Lord is here to see it, to return it. And you will see recover. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. In Jesus' name we have prayed. In the name of Jesus we have prayed. We are still going to pray. In the book of Acts chapter 27, as I sat down there, the Lord spoke to me again. He said, there are contrary winds around some lives. Contrary winds. The winds, just like Huro Cyclone, that in the book of Acts chapter 27, verse 13 and 14, you know, see, as if you are the only person. As if you just see that as you are coming out of one issue, another issue cropping, another issue, And it seems as if it is a chain. Today, the Lord of hosts shall break the chain. In the name of the Lord Jesus. As many of us who are undergoing no contrary winds. You want to move forward, wind blow. You want to advance, wind blow. It blows you and it does not permit you. It does not permit you. The wind is blowing and it's just affecting you. And when you are making way, when you are moving, you see yourself staggering. Just by power, by Musa to move, and Ocean repay, Ocean Ataguyenbe. Umbe. By the grace of the Lord, if you are in that category, you like to run to the front. Nobody is going to lay your hands upon you, but that wind will be destroyed. That wind will be rebuked. Just move. If you know that you are not in that category, just close your eyes and just be praying that wherever the enemy wants to stir up any wind, wherever the enemy wants to stir up any wind against you, by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, you are going to declare that wind be destroyed. You are destroying the wind before it comes forward by the name of the Lord Jesus. If you know that there are winds, contrary winds that have been risen, that the enemy is sharing against your life, you are seeing that contrary wind is looking, it appears that you do not understand what is going on with the realm of your life, but there are some things that are being orchestrated in the realm of the spirit that you cannot understand. But I announce to you by the authority of the power of the word of God in the name of the Lord Jesus, that wind today is being broken in the name of the Lord Jesus. It's been broken. Are you there? Just run to the front and just pray. Just pray. That storm must get out. That wind must be broken. That yoke must be broken. Just pray. And if you are there, you are standing, you have not faced any wind. But I want to tell you, I want to announce to you, do not keep your mouth shut. Come on, keep your mouth shut. Pray against all contrary wind. Pray against contrary wind that the enemy want to stir up at any point of your life, at any point, by the name of the Lord Jesus, wherever any wind, contrary wind, I arise against you, I arise in the name of the Lord Jesus, I arise. Remember. Meshekayakata, meyakraba, mayakataya, mekeleketeria, makachekaya, maria polia, maya probo, rebrakata, meria probo shekeya, maya probo go shekeria, maya probo se, meyakayakatayaka, li maya polia, re mayakayaka, rikayeketeye, rikanturia, in the name of the Lord Jesus, remakusikaya, in the name of Jesus.
The Lord hath answered by fire. You will be my God. The Lord hath answered by fire. You are still my God. The Lord hath sing that song.
Fire. You are still my God. The Lord hath answered by fire.
My hands. unto the heaven, and I pray under the grace. I tap into the anointing of the Holy Spirit, and I speak the word of authority unto you. Let every storm in your life disappear. In the mighty name of Jesus, I put a hand to every contrary wind moving around you. In the mighty name of Jesus, every sword of Damocles of the enemy hovering over your life, I take it away this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus, receive your peace, receive your deliverance, receive your joy, receive your victory, receive your testimony. And so it is done in Jesus' name.
Amen. Congratulations. It is done. Please have your seat. I welcome you to the presence of the Lord. That's the first section we've had. Well, it's not what I planned for. But we're still going to see a few things in the word of the Lord. We want to actually, what I prepare for is unseating the strong man. Unseating the strong man in your life. To unseat in every situation as a strong man. And what do you see? What is the meaning of a strong man? A strong man is a person who is in charge, who is totally in control, it's just like when you talk about commander in chief. It's the one that commands. It's the one that, you know, his voice is supreme over the situation. It is what he says that must be done. It is what he dictates that must be accomplished. It is what he directs. And every other thing is under him. It's under him. So a strong man is just in charge. That in other words, what you're trying to say is that there is no situation in lives that is not under the control of a strong man. And when you have a strong man, he has a seat. In other words, a throne upon the life, where he sits and commands other things to happen in one's life. There are issues in our lives that are being ruled by strong man. But that is not the core of the message because of our time. So you want to touch something? Let's first of all look at which scripture do we speak now? Let's speak Luke chapter 11, verse 20. Luke chapter 11. Mark chapter 3, verse 23. But let's look. I think maybe Luke chapter 11. And I'm going to read verse 20, 21, 22. But if I cast out demons with the finger of God, surely the kingdom of God has come upon you. Verse 21. When a strong man, fully armed, guards his own palace, his goods are in peace. Verse 22. But when
a stronger. Can we say stronger?
There is a strong man, but there is a stronger man. So when you talk of the strong man in one's life, strong man, there is still another power that is stronger than him. Amen. There is another power that is stronger. And when the strong man, when the stronger than he comes upon him, what does he do? Huh? Speak now, Erumbawani. When he comes, the one that is stronger, what will he do? Don't worry. There is nothing the strong man can do. There is a stronger power. Huh? Yes. But when you open up and speak that there is a stronger power, the strong man will bow. He understands. He knows. He acknowledges it, that there is a stronger power. And so, when a stronger, I read again, when a stronger than he comes upon him, he comes upon him and he overcomes him. And what happened? He takes from him. He takes from him all his armor, in which he trusted, and he devised his spoils. In other words, there is a time when the strong man, or adi Yorubani, adi Edwanile. I'm sorry, I don't know whether Bro Wale is not here. Edwanile, what? I don't know what to call it, Edwanile in Yoruba, in English. Eh? Someone that is totally useless. Completely useless. In other words, that is, it is rendered powerless and useless. When another strong man comes upon him, he derobe him, he disarm him, and then gather all the things, and then we make him to be useless. But one thing that happens, the stronger man that comes with the strength of the Lord. And that is why in the book of Ephesians chapter 6, quickly, Ephesians chapter 6 before we begin to pray. It's a time of prayer. I believe you know. Ephesians chapter 6 verse, I'm going to read because of our time. Verse 10. I'm going to read only one verse there. Finally, my brethren, be what? Be what? Be, let's cross it again. Be what? We must be strong in the Lord. Be strong in the Lord. And in what? In the power of his strength. Be strong in the power of his might here. In another version, if I remember, it talks about some, because I try to look at different interpretation, because when you look at somewhere along the line, the three words appear to be synonymous: strength, might, and power. Am I right?
They look synonymous. Huh? Sometimes when you say you have power, somebody can say receive strength. Someone can say receive might. Am I right? So I was trying to meditate and begin to look, analyze the strength, the power, the might. But when the scripture says, be strong in the Lord. In other words, be confident. Be assured in the Lord. Be courageous in the Lord. Let your strength be in the Lord. Let your trust be in the Lord. Be brave. Not to be deterred, you know. And, you know, when you are resolute in the Lord, when you are tenacious, you know that this God that I know, I cannot bow to the enemy on this matter. Job, is it Job 47? Job said, I've heard about the Lord. But now I can see. Many of us have heard. And some of us, a few of us, have seen Jesus. We've seen him kuro kuro. And that is why we are resolute. We are unbeatable. We stand. Say, this one, unshakable. That is what the scripture is saying, that be strong. And for those of us who are living and going to the world, you know, the final year, be strong in the Lord. You are going to the wicked world. We are going to a world that is full of evils. And it takes the strength and power of God to reign. Because the world will not give you anything good. But you are the one that will stand and will say, no, be strong. And the scripture says, in the Lord and the power, in the power, in the power, power. There is a power in the Lord that you must be strong in. There is a power in Jehovah. There is a power in Christ. And in as much as you understand this, that there is a power in the Lord, you are conscious of the fact that, look, my fellowship must be intact with him. And so, when the strong man is trying to raise his head, the strength, the inner strength in the law of the Lord that is in you, we rise and say, yes, you are strong man. So there is a power that is stronger that we crush the strong man. So every strong man in your life shall be destroyed in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. There are many potentials that have been prevented from manifesting. And just because of no suppression of the strong man. And Ibolunlo, Orope won only yone. It's an activity of the strong man. And when the strong man oppresses, when the strong man is working, he will not allow you to manifest. But this morning, by the name of the Lord Jesus, you will come out of here. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. When you are strong in the Lord, you have the courage
not to give in to the devil. You develop inner capacity not to give in to the enemy. You don't give in to any counsel of the enemy. No. This battle, you fight it to finish, that the enemy must finish it. When a man, when the scripture says, be strong in the Lord, saying, look, a man that is strong in the Lord is ready to take risk. Because he knows who he serves, just like Esther. There was a great risk before Esther. That she knew that, look, if I go before the king without the consent or without the approval of the king, my head will be taken. But he said, look, that is not. I have a God in heaven who rules in the affairs of men, who rules over all kingdoms. Say, okay, my people, go and fast for me. And when she went, and he said, go and fast. All of you go and fast. And he took her decision. I said, if I perish, I perish. That is someone who, or that was someone who was strong in the Lord. Strong in the Lord. Take risk against the kingdom of darkness. Take risk against all winds. And when a man is strong in the Lord, he rises above all impossibilities. They told David, he said, David, they said, you better don't come near this place. You know, the Goliath was man. There was a man who had threatened them, and David said, but something inside him, the strength of the Lord. Abba, there is a fire in me. There is something in me that's saying, no, I can't. I can't tolerate this thing. How can this man be addressing the God of the living? And he took the decision, and he rose against the kingdom of darkness. When you are courageous, it takes the strength from the presence of the Lord to rise. And so many things that are within there, that are hanging in heaven, hanging for you to rise and be strong, so that you can, you know, take hold of them. And you are not strong. A number of us are not strong. We are weak. Every weakly spirit, the Lord judge them in the name of Jesus. Every spirit that has, you know, paralyzed or weakened your hand, by the authority of the power of the Lord, today, the power of the Lord crush them down. You would like to rise on your feet with me? You are unseating. I want you to unseat the strong man in your life. There is a strong man over every situation. You're going to cry, thou strong man. Thou strong man over my life. Thou strong power over my life. Thou strong man over this infirmity in my life. This disease. This failure. This problem. You are a strong man. By the name of the Lord Jesus, I sack you. I unseat you. I overthrow you. I break your power. By the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. By the authority of the power of the Most High, in the name of the Lord Jesus,
Oh Lord, my Father, read the authority of the Lord. I rise in the might of the Spirit. I rise in the might of the Holy Ghost. I rise in the might of the Spirit of the Lord to pull down, to destroy, to unseat. Oh, the strong man in my life, the strong man behind, the strong man behind failure, the strong man behind infirmity, the strong man behind disease, the strong man behind affliction, the strong man behind all manner of evil operating around my life, in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we are praying. Amen. The Holy Spirit rebuked me. Said, these people are asking to deal with strong man, and they do not have the strength. My strength is not in them. You'll cry before the Lord before we deal with that. I'd like to cry unto the Lord and say, Heavenly Father, Heavenly Father, Heavenly Father, by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I cry unto you. All that has served my spiritual strength, all that has made me to be discouraged, all that has made me to be a failure spiritually and every area of my life, Lord, I repent and I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, destroy this power of my life. Every faint heart, everything that has made my heart to faint in your presence, by the name of the Lord Jesus, Lord, be gracious unto me. Be gracious unto me. Be gracious unto me. Be gracious unto me. In the name of the Lord Jesus, all that has made my heart to faint, all by the name of the Lord Jesus, to be weakened, to be a weakling today, in the name of Jesus, be merciful to me. In the name of the Lord Jesus, forgive me, Lord. Lord, by the name of the Lord Jesus, and I key in into the realm of the strength of the Lord. I key in into the realm of the power of the Lord. I key in. I enter into the realm of the strength of the power of the Most High. I key in into the strength of Jehovah. In the name of Jesus, I key in the name of Jesus. I unlock the place of strength. I unlock the place of strength. In the name of Jesus, I declare, let strength flow into my spirit, man, into my life, in the name of Jesus Christ. Yes, Lord. Brakata yabonda. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. As you increase in the strength right now, you can now challenge the strong man. You can now go ahead to challenge the strong man in your life. Challenge that strong man. That strong man that is standing or sitting. Oh, Joko. Oh, that Joko, that Farabale. What's in control every affairs of your life? Controlling every department of your life. Be in charge of every area of your life. Be in charge of every area of your family. He has been controlling your business. He has been controlling your business, controlling your family, controlling your son, controlling your daughter, controlling your husband, controlling your life. But you want to say, controlling your academics, by the name of Jesus, oh, you're strong, man, by the name of Jesus, power behind the power of the strong man, I disrupt you, I break your power, in the name of Jesus, I break your power, in the name of Jesus, I command your power to be overthrown in my life, in the name of Jesus, I overthrow your seat. 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 Bayata yakata yakata. Mayakata yakata. Mika yakata yakata. Raga yakata yakata. Mayak rakata yakata. Raba yakata yakata. Mayaka yakata 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 yakata. Braka. All the financial challenges, all the illnesses, all the jobs, all the relationship, they are working against. They are making things difficult, making things hard, making things, they're making change, making life to be a struggle. Why must a strong man continue? Why must you permit a strong man to continue to dictate and rule? But you bring them down in the name of Jesus. Bring them down in the mighty name of Jesus. Bring them down. Remakata yabaya, rekaliaba, yekeliaba yakaya, remako sekeria, remalia boria bo sekeria. Yes, Lord. May Abolia, all the things you are unable to accomplish, all the potentials that they are set upon by the name of the Lord Jesus, begin to bring them down in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Brakaska papa shimpa papa simpuligo. Brubaba kasampa liga anda kasipa. Brakakakakasapa kashimpa liga. Will you cry for help from the Lord this morning? Cry for help from the Lord this morning. Say, Lord, send help unto me. Lord, send help unto me. Send help unto me. Send help unto me. Send help unto me. Send help to me. When you help me, the strong man will be dethroned. When you help me, You fight my battle for me. When you help me, you give me victory over this strong man. Send help unto me, Lord. Send help to me from Zion. Send help to me from Zion. Maska papa shida lakata laba basi pashida laba rasa papa rakakakaka sapa shida laba resepo shida laba resupo boshepo liga sapa lega masa papa basa talaba. In the mighty name of Jesus. Can we take this song, My Help? How my help coming from the Lord. My help.
My help. My help. All of my help coming from.
Heavenly Father, you are the stronger than the strongest. Every strong man holding your people captive
every strong man oppressing your people, maybe regarding their health, maybe in their homes, maybe regarding their children or their spouses, maybe regarding their work or their career or their business, every area where the strong man has entrenched himself in their lives, Lord, today I pull the rug off the feet of the wrong strong man in their lives by the power of the Holy Spirit. In the mighty name of Jesus, let the lordship of the Lord, the lordship of Christ, be brought to bear upon every area of their life this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I bring the judgment of God. I bring the wrath of God. I bring the fury of God. I bring the anger of God upon every strong man that exercises authority over every department or any department of the life of your people this morning. And I dethrone them. I dethrone them. I dethrone them. In the mighty name of Jesus. Today, as our people walk out of this auditorium, let them walk out in liberty. Let them walk out in freedom. Let them walk out lifted up. In the mighty name of Jesus, let every chain be broken. Let every yoke be loosed. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. Father, we bless your name. Thank you for your servant that you use for us. We ask and we pray that the hand of the Lord shall be struck upon his ministry. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' name we are praying.
For the